It does for sure. You know, a lot of times you'd rather have the bye kind of closer to the halfway point, you know, to make each part of the season kind of seem familiar or similar. But I think this is a great time for us to take some time off, reevaluate, you know, our play, our film, and then ultimately get healthy.
When you guys look back on last week, one of the things that Jim said is that maybe not having a game, Jim Caldwell, maybe not having a game right after is a good thing, so you kind of think about it a little bit. What stands out in your mind about how this offense has lacked consistency?
I think it comes down to us, ultimately. I think you see spurts where we start off great, and then there's times where we start off slow, and ultimately we see that it's up to us. You know, we control our own destiny. When we start fast, we're in a great offense. Mm-hmm. When we start slow, that's when we struggle. That's when we play from behind and we can't be who we want to be as an offense and as individuals. So I think it's just coming down to looking at the details, looking at why we're starting off slow, and then making sure that every game we hit those same points.
Can you pinpoint, though, is that execution? Is it chemistry, because there's so many different guys going in and out with injuries?
I think it's a bunch of things. You know, it's not something that I'm to pinpoint, you know, exactly, but I think it's a bunch of things that we as an offense have talked amongst each other, and we're working to find out, you know, the best way to really nip it in the bud, because we have 10 games left. You know, there's a lot of football left to play, and there's a lot of games for us to show who we want to be as an offense.
There is a report out there that Golden may not be back for a few weeks. How big of a blow is that?
You know, if whatever it may be, you know, we have a next man in mentality. Obviously, he's one of the best players on our offense, so it's going to take a lot for everyone collectively to step up and try to fill the void, you know, until he gets back. But again, that's what Coach Caldwell instills in us, is that you never know when your number is going to get called, so you have to be prepared to play.
Do you take the weekend off from football, or I know there's always varying degrees mentalities among guys. Some guys watch a lot of football, some guys don't at all.
No, I probably won't watch any at all. You know, it's when I'm at home, it's kind of be at home. I do now a lot of kid movies these days and a lot of junk TV. But as far as football, especially this week, I'll probably just relax, maybe do a pumpkin patch or something that really, you know, you do in the fall that you may not have time to do during the regular season.
What's the last best kid movie you saw?
Definitely the same movie. We watch it probably once a day. Mm-hmm. And we know all the words to every song.